Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Monday night, your Raising Expectations show. Hey, it's just about to begin. And like we always say, we're so grateful for each and every one of you that tune in each week for your correspondence during the week. And our prayers are always with you. And for your prayer requests, they're with you. And as you know, we're all born-again believers. We're people of faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God who died on the cross for our sins. And we're grateful that he did that because someday he's coming again. But in the meantime, he speaks through and walks with and talks with us each and every day. We're excited about our show tonight. We always are. And tonight's a very special one. Thanks for following up on the five platforms. And let me hear from you about the news and what is coming tonight. As we just get ready to begin with our guest tonight, I do want to take a moment to share our team with you. You know most of our team. We're here every week, and I'll look forward to seeing you each week. On the West Coast, you know, beginning above Santa Barbara and Lompoc, California, is Dr. Paul Hall. And you all know Paul. Paul is a theologian, a pastor. He's a great man of God. He's been my friend for a long, long, long time. So, Paul, good to see you, brother. Glad you're here. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Did you have a great day?
Had a great day.
Amen. Yeah. Okay, we'll go from there. And Paul and I, you got a pearl of wisdom there? I thought it was
coming. No.
Okay. Well, from there, we're going to move back across the nation all the way to the East Coast, the south part of the East Coast, which would be there in Georgia and Dalton, Georgia. And there we have Dr. Craig Thayer and, of course, Stephanie Thayer. Stephanie is about the best health and wellness coach you're going to find anywhere in the world. We say that every week because on this show, we only speak truth. We are not the fake news. We're the real news. And she tell about her life. And you need to go to her website if possible. You can get it from our website, which is bbsradio.com/raising expectations. And you'll find it on there. Her site there is Wellness with Steph. And she has a great program on there. There's ours. And you can read that a little later. We'll be showing more on that. And on her site, she speaks about how she not only helps people with health, but she has live your life out loud. And she helps women across America on dealing with situations and problems in their life and bringing them to the Lord and letting the Holy Spirit of God work in their lives in special ways. She does an incredible job. We're very thankful for her ministry that way and very thankful that she's such an integral part founding in this team with us. So she's right there. You can make sure you go to her site. That's Wellness with Steph. And right next to her, on her left, is the guy that she did such a great job on. And that right there is Tank, Dr. Craig Thayer. He is a trauma surgeon, and he also, besides being a great surgeon and a mission surgeon, he's helped people all over the world when he goes in as a pastor-type surgeon and also in hospitals here. He also is the author of his book called Saved. Saved is a great book. You'll find that on our website. Saved, Finding God in the Ordinary. That's where God does his greatest work in the ordinary things of life. And I'm so glad because I'm an ordinary guy that has an extraordinary God, as all of us do. So the trauma surgeon's true accounts of the miracles of his life. You want to get a copy of that with Dr. Craig there, and you can check that out right on our site. And right above it is my book, Legitimate Faith, Producing Authentic Hope. What is authentic hope? I hope you'll read that book and see the difference. Not just hope, authentic hope. It's what we do with him that he does through us, to us, and Strap in and hang on. It's an exciting life to see where it'll take you. So tonight, we have a very, very special guest with us tonight. As you know, she was with us before, Denise Gary Pandel, and she is from Southern California. She was a senatorial candidate, and even more than that, she is committed to what she is doing. I wrote this week, and I received a lot of words back from you. She's has incredible insight and clearance to back that, to understand what's happening as we all speed toward perhaps the most important presidential election in the history of our beloved nation, the United States of America. And as you listen tonight, and as you're listening from across the nation, some of you around the world, Denise will share facts and possible outcome from a myriad of important questions that are being discussed nationally, worldwide, all of critical importance. You'll see that she is definitely a woman of faith who walks with God, and that's a fact you'll immediately perceive all by yourself. So we're so thankful. She's going to talk tonight about what it means to be a biblical voter. She's going to give us updates on crucial legislation as she needs to be pushed and we need to see passed, and also some of that needs to be nullified. She's going to give us an inside track on that. And what's at stake in Israel's war, Islamic terrorism in the Middle East? What's at stake in the free world, not just in America? And how do we win in 2024? So without taking any more time, when I think of her and I know what she's doing right now, I think of Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And that's what we want to hear, what's going on tonight. So we want to give the round of applause tonight as we welcome Denise on the program. Okay. Welcome, Denise. We're sure glad you're with us. This is the most incredible welcome you could ever receive.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joe, and hello to all of you. It's nice to see everyone again here on the broadcast. We talked about legislation. Can I start with some legislation here in the state of California,
absolutely,
if that's okay? I'm really concerned about AB 2319. For those of you in California, please, please, please call your state senator. You say, I don't know what my state senator's phone number is. You can call the Capitol up there in Sacramento and get the name of your senator and find out. Or if I may, please, please go to, write it down. If you have a pen or pencil, you know, and a paper, put find your rep. Find your rep, R-E-P period, legislature.ca.gov. Find your rep.legislature, T-U-R-E, legislature.ca.gov. So AB 2319 was just passed by the State Assembly here in California, and it eliminates the word mother from being used in hospitals and clinics up and down the state of California. And you say, well, that's California and I don't live in California. I appreciate your point. However, please note that many liberal states look at legislation that California is in the process of passing. And because this has passed in the state assembly, the reason why I gave you the website, findyourrep.legislature.ca.gov, is because you want to call your state senator to make sure that AB 2319, that would eliminate the use of the word mother in every hospital and clinic in California, does not pass into law.
Mm.
Here in our state, and therefore then maybe picked up by other states across the country. So I think this is significant. People will be penalized. So those of us that, you know, are Republican or Democrat, it's really a nonpartisan issue. If you believe, as we all know, that there are men and that there are women and only women can conceive and give birth to new life, then of course I would think you'd be interested in calling your state senator and saying no on AB 2319, because we don't want good people to be penalized in hospitals and clinics statewide for using that term. So I wanted to share that. And I also, real quick, wanted to share California state propositions. So there's only two propositions in our state we're supporting. What are they? They're Proposition 34. So Proposition 34 requires the AIDS Healthcare Foundation in Los Angeles to actually spend its revenue in providing support and drug discounts to people fighting HIV. So what has happened in the past is our state here in California has not used the money. It's kind of like the gasoline tax here in our state, possibly in other states as well. The gasoline tax went up again here in the state of California. We're the highest taxed group of taxpayers in the nation. And they say, well, I noticed on a Fox News report, they said, some reporter from Fox News says, well, you know, those high gas taxes go on, you know, keeping the roads in good working order. No. Try driving many of the roads and highways in California. That gas tax, some of it may be a small percentage, perhaps, might be used to improve our roads and highways and freeways. But actually, like AB 34, they're not, this program and our dollars are not being spent on direct patient care. So yes on 34. And if you don't vote yes on anything, vote yes on 36. So 36 increases the penalty for theft and for people involved in the distribution of fentanyl. People, so Prop 36 increases penalties for theft and fentanyl possession and repeals the worst parts of Proposition 47. So for those of you that don't know, we have people in our state running into all kinds of stores, including drugstores and grocery stores, and stealing up to about $1,000, about $950 worth of all kinds of things off the shelves, which has increased the price of those products we buy. And maybe that's happening in your state. The point is Prop 47 passed by the Democrat-controlled state assembly and state senate, which is why if you're living in a state that's controlled by Democrats in your state legislature, you need to vote them out. Because the Democrats are voting for wild pieces of legislation that make our state and cities increasingly more dangerous.
Yes.
So again, yes on 36 in California, because it increases the penalty for theft and for fentanyl possession. And that's very important. It's important for our health and safety. And it's important for those of us that have to go to the store and buy, you know, we all have to go to the store and buy things that we need, right? So obviously, we want to lower the price. So I wanted to share those things. And I'm going to give out my telephone number, 661-747-1829. 661-747-1829. If you need additional information, I'll email it out to you. I'm perfectly copacetic with that. If we can move on to some federal legislation, would that be okay, Joe?
Sure. Anybody have a question? Or you talk about that medical one. I always know Tank's thinking about stuff, but
I mean, I was at a celebration of life with my best friend, mom in California, Northern. People around me, hey, are you guys carrying Narcan? You know, you can get it over the counter now. I mean, I personally don't go and pick up garbage off the ground or even money that I make. I don't know if it's laced with fentanyl and I could die by picking it up. Yeah. So
we have Narcan.
We have Narcan. Yeah.
I do too.
Our kids.
None of them did.
Honestly.
And they're in the Sacramento County area. I mean, the homeless population on this big billboard in Sacramento, they have a title for their encampment. It's called Fentanyl City. So it's a big thing in that area. So,
well, and this is why we want to say yes on Prop 36.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most important proposition to vote yes for if you don't vote yes on anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is, I want to talk about our taxpayer dollars again. It really disturbs me how it's misused on a continual basis. By the way, Joe, you know, if I could just step back for just a moment on something that we were just talking about. You know, you introduced me as somebody that's going to be talking about a biblical, what it means to be a biblical voter. And I think of that scripture in, I believe it's in 1 John, that taught that, you know, the Lord is speaking and he says, beloved, he calls us his beloved. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So we know it's God's will for us to be in good health. And therefore, as a result of that, this is another reason why you want to vote with Republicans and say yes on 36 and yes on 34, Prop 34 here in our state. It's part of being a good biblical voter. So anyway, moving on to federal legislation. So Ted Cruz in the state Senate has proposed a couple pieces of legislation that are excellent. One of them is SB 4779. So now we're talking about the federal government. We're talking about the United States Senate. So SB 4779 in the United States Senate will impose sanctions on compensating the Palestine Liberation Organization and the Palestinian Authority that supports acts of terror. Mm-hmm. Now, many of your listeners, Joe, are probably thinking, why in the world do we need that piece of legislation? Because under Republican leadership, the Republicans passed the Taylor Force Act in 2018. Taylor Force was a veteran who fought against Islamic terrorism in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he made it out alive and married and was accepted into graduate school and was working on his master's in business administration and had gone to Israel and was in Tel Aviv working on his master's degree, and the reason why he and his wife and others from the MBA program went to Tel Aviv is because Israel has a reputation of being one of the most important and successful countries that, you know, sponsors and helps startup companies all over Israel. I mean, they've got a reputation, a great business reputation. And so, they were there to learn about how startups in Israel do it and become successful. But Taylor Force was stabbed on the street by a Palestinian, stabbed to death in front of his wife and his friends from his MBA class. So the Taylor Force Act was passed by Republicans in the U.S. Senate and in the House back in 2018. President Trump signed it, and it made it illegal for taxpayer dollars in America to go to the Palestinian Authority, because Fatah and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but just anybody and everybody affiliated with the Palestinians or Palestinian Authority, were paid a salary for killing a human being from Israel. So let's say, Joe, that you know, somebody we knew killed an Israeli Jewish person or anyone in Israel, but killed particularly an Israeli Jewish person, they would be paid a salary the rest of their life. And the more people, men, women, and children, that they managed to kill, the more money they made by the Palestinian Authority. Well, America has given under Democrats and independent Democrats and Republican leadership for years, Democrats and Republican presidents have authorized the State Department to pay the Palestinian Authority and Fatah millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars over the years. That's our tax dollars, which are used to fund terrorism that has killed Americans and Israelis, including Americans who are now have dual citizenship and are both Americans and Israelis. So Jewish Americans that moved to Israel.
Yes.
This is a horrific phenomenon to think that our taxpayer dollars are going for this. So because the Biden administration, who in my opinion should have been impeached on day one, because on day one, they refused to follow federal law. That's a federal crime. So that's hardly being somebody that has any sort of character or biblical character or biblical values to violate federal law, i.e. the Taylor Force Act, and immediately start funding the Palestinians. So the Biden-Harris and Kamala Harris agrees with, obviously, what the president did. She supports the Palestinian movement. She supports funding these terrorists with our taxpayer dollars. So this should be an affront to every American, knowing that our fellow Americans have been killed.
Absolutely.
So Ted Cruz, during this administration, just proposed SB 4779. So I hope that you will encourage your state, your senator that's in the United States Senate, to pass this piece of legislation and remind them that the Taylor Force Act that was passed in 2018 is a federal law, and that Harris and Biden have violated that law for the last 3.5 years since coming into office. Now, one other thing I wanted to share on this, SB 447. So that's going to prohibit federal agencies from contracting with companies in America that are boycotting the state of Israel. That's very important. Let's talk about what that means. Let's get it back to the Bible, being a biblical voter. Genesis 12:3. What does Genesis 12:3 say? It talks about those that bless Israel will be blessed. The nations and people that bless Israel will be blessed. We want to be blessed as a nation. We want to be blessed in every way, shape, and form, diplomatically, militarily, economically. These are the three pillars to maintaining a strong nation state. Again, economically, militarily, and diplomatically, we need to remain strong in all of these areas.
Yes.
And so this bill, SB 4770, prohibits a federal agency, and there's plenty of them, because it's the Biden-Harris administration, right?
Right.
And the Biden-Harris administration have federal bureaucrats that want to boycott Israel. In fact, Israelis that have been applying for a green card have been snubbed by the State Department and haven't been issued one. Why? Because they're Jewish and they're from Israel. This is incredible.
Unbelievable here. Yeah.
And yet, what do the Democrats talk about? They talk about equity all the time.
Yeah.
You know, everybody having the same sort of outcomes. It's not only against equality, but it's against the very thing that the Biden-Harris always talk about, diversity and equity and inclusion. Yeah. The same thing that they're promoting in our colleges, universities, high schools, diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's nothing inclusive about any of their policies. No. So anyway, SB 4770, please call your senator in the United States Senate and ask them to support this and remind them that it's scriptural. Now, if I could, I'd like to applaud the State of Israel tonight because Ibrahim Aqil, A-Q-I-L, the Hezbollah commander, who was Hezbollah means Party of God. That's a terrorist organization that has strong roots in America. There are Hezbollah cells, not only in California, but throughout and across the United States of America. Hezbollah probably is the most well-organized terrorist entity in America. Again, who funds them? Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is founded on a revolutionary movement. Mm-hmm. What is the purpose of Iran's revolutionary movement? To establish Islam worldwide, right? This is why terrorism, the random and indiscriminate killing of innocents for religious or political objective, is embraced by the Islamic Republic of Iran, because their whole perspective is one of revolution to establish Islam across the globe. So Hezbollah is well situated here in America, as is numerous Palestinian groups, as is ISIS.
Yes.
I mean, the list is long. Okay. Yes. So anyway, I wanted to applaud Israel for the death of Ibrahim Aqil today. Just wanted to make sure I mention that, because Ibrahim, who Israel just assassinated, was the man responsible for the death of 241 Marines in Beirut, Lebanon in 1983. Israel avenged the death of those American Marines. We never did.
Right.
Which I think is pathetic, actually.
Yep.
That we didn't go after him and eliminate this terrorist who, by the way, when Israel was able to successfully take him out in the last, couple days, he was in the process of planning additional attacks on northern Israel, where, by the way, Americans also live. Over 60,000 souls, families.
That's right.
Over 60,000. Ask yourself, Joe, Paul, Stephanie, and Craig, ask yourself what it would feel like to have to throw everything you could into a suitcase and jump in your car and leave. I mean, think about that. Families that have little babies, farms, ranches, businesses, their livelihood. People had to get in their car and drive out of northern Israel because their farms and their ranches and their businesses and their homes and their schools and their hospitals and their everything was being bombed through drones, through rocket attacks, through missile attacks. I mean, Hezbollah has over 150,000 rockets aimed at Israel, and Iran keeps replenishing the supply. By the way, how is Iran able to replenish the supply, Joe?
They got their oil money. We gave it all back.
They've got their oil money because under Republican leadership, under President Trump, sanctions were placed on Iran that did not allow them to sell their oil and gas to anyone. Mm. And anybody that bought it was under sanction.
That's right.
But
that's
under the Biden-Harris team, Iran has been able to enrich itself so it could fund Hamas, the Islamic resistance movement, in the south, in the Gaza Strip. God forgive President Bush for encouraging Ariel Sharon back in 2005 and 2006 of unilaterally exiting Gaza. That was a big mistake. And the fact that Condoleezza Rice supported it was absolutely disappointing. The fact that Israel unilaterally picked up everything they owned and moved out of the Gaza Strip, Israel does, I mean, Egypt didn't want it. By the way, Egypt still doesn't want it. Israel, it was there. Israel was developing oil and gas resources out of the Gaza. Do you think that Hamas is? No. Do you think the Islamic Jihad in Gaza is? Do you think any of the Palestinians are actually involved in developing the land, exploring for important mineral wealth and oil? And no. Anyway, that was important, and the Bush administration, you know, pressured Israel, and Israel got out of Gaza. And of course, now the Biden-Harris administration, not being good biblical voters and even thinking about Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, are pressuring Israel for a ceasefire before they've been able to successfully eliminate the leadership of Hamas in Gaza. But anyway,
want a one-state solution, right? It's not going to work. They're still trying to do it.
Solution will never work.
No, it's not. I mean,
Majority of Palestinians, unfortunately, sadly, have been raised in schools like UNRWA schools, the United Nations Relief Works Agency, which also, by the way, Trump stopped funding.
Yes.
But Biden on day one picked up and started funding UNRWA. And by the way, UNRWA leaders and members have been starving hostages underground in their homes, in the tunnels that were built under their homes. I mean, there's whole cities underground in southern Lebanon and in Gaza, built by the cement that countries like Israel and the United States has made possible to them through United States aid, foreign aid. Anyway, getting back to Hezbollah and the North, I think it's really important that all of us call President Biden, his comment line is 202-456-1111. The president's comment line is 202-456-1111. And it doesn't matter what state you're in, you can call your senator at 202 area code 224-3121. I would tell the president, because they count that, you know, they keep track of what the responses are across the nation. And for every one caller, they figure 1,000 other people think the same. So I would call the president's comment line. I would at least call your United States senator. The number to the Capitol is 202-224-3121. That's for your U.S. representative. 202-224-3121. You know, we all need to tell them we don't want our taxpayer dollars funding terrorists.
Exactly.
Stop providing foreign aid to the Palestinians in Gaza, to the Palestinian Authority, and to the Arabs in Lebanon, because they have an entire Arab Muslim world full of wealthy Arab states that can supply foreign aid to countries like Lebanon and the Palestinians. You know, let's remind them, this doesn't need to come from American taxpayers. It can come from rich Arab oil states that can well afford to fund these causes that they support. So I think it's really important to applaud Israel today on taking out the mastermind behind the United States Marines being murdered in their sleep in a barracks in Beirut in 1983, and for actually eliminating numerous Hezbollah commanders that have been involved in the death and or torture of Americans in the Middle East.
Denise, the frame on the picture that hit me with that today in that story, what you're sharing there, was President Reagan. I was into it because he sent the USS New Jersey, the 16-inch guns, for the first time back there off Beirut shore, you remember. And when they took out that and the horrible thing happened that it did, that was the last time I've seen such a momentous integrity in a president when he stood up before all of the world and told all the nation, all the world, it's not the problem of this, it's not the fault of this, of that, this is the fault of the president of the United States. And he kind of broke down a little, and Reagan stood up, took the blame, took the responsibility before the whole world. Haven't seen that happen in a president since.
No. I commend Reagan on that, but Reagan also opened up a back channel to the Palestine Liberation Organization and started negotiating with Yasser Arafat's people. Mm-hmm. And but then James Baker III was his State Department Secretary of State at the time, and I think he was anti-Israel. I think he was an anti-Semite. Actually, was a Democrat, and he became a Republican so he could serve in the Reagan administration. Mm. Pathetic. Mm. James A. Baker said, you know, I don't want to offend anybody, so I'll just use the word F the Jews. I mean, that was James A. Baker III, President Reagan's Secretary of State. And during his administration, they opened up that back channel of secret covert negotiations, and it's hurt Israel ever since. So, you know, mistakes have been made by, you know, people that don't know or don't have a Middle East. I'm a Middle East specialist. So, you know, they don't get, we oftentimes, you know, we need to get hired by presidents to work on the team, because a lot of times people don't do a proper background check. And, you know, it was so short-sighted, for example, of Condoleezza Rice, who was involved in the national security of the United States. And, others during the Bush administration that wanted the Gazans to have an election. And of course, Israel warned the United States and said they'll elect Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement, and they'll gain control. And it'll be wild on our southern border. But Condoleezza Rice just ignored all of that information. Anyway, if you went back and looked at some of the covert documents that have been declassified by the CIA and by the State Department, it's just horrific, some of the things that you find out. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, so moving forward, I would like to ask everybody to pray that, you know, Israel is at war in Lebanon. I don't know about you, but I have an app on my phone, and every time Israel is attacked, I'll just show you the app real quick. Every time Israel is attacked, my apps go off. There's red alert. I don't know if you can see it properly, but there's red alert. And I also have so far, T-Z-O-F-A-R. So far. And anyway, every time a bomb goes off in Israel, my phone goes off, right? There's a siren, the same kind of siren they hear in Israel when everybody has to have a few seconds to go underground and get into a shelter. So that app takes that and plays it on my phone. My app, I have to shut it off when I go to bed at night, because it'll go off all night long. And it'll go off all day long. I shut it off for this podcast because it was going off literally. So bombs were falling in Israel, in the north, in the south, literally as I came on this podcast.
Wow.
So, you know, we really need to pray that the Biden-Harris administration back off. You know, if one thing you could say on the presidential comment line on a separate call, you could say, you know, if Biden and Harris cared about American national security and the stature and power and influence of America around the globe, why haven't they sent in special forces to rescue Americans out of Gaza? Where are they? Mm-hmm. We have Americans that have been starved to death and tortured for a nearly a year. It'll be a year, October 7th. Starved and tortured for a year underground in horrific conditions, poorly ventilated, haven't seen the sunshine in a year. Think about their emotional and mental state. And instead of doing everything we can clandestinely to get those Americans out and save their lives, what have we done but send a message to Hezbollah and to Hamas and to Iran and to every other rogue actor in the Middle East? Go ahead and attack Israel and kill Americans, because we're just going to pressure Israel to cease and desist from all military activities to protect their own and bring Americans out alive.
We just stand up.
That's the message we've sent.
No message there.
And not applying the sanctions to Iran and allowing them to keep funding terrorism. Who's to blame for the blood of these Americans? It's not just Hamas or Hezbollah. It's the Biden-Harris administration.
Yes.
For allowing these terrorist groups to be funded. And they should have been impeached on that alone, let alone the abrogation, failure to uphold the Taylor Force Act of 2018. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to share that tonight.
Yeah, I think one of the morals of the story is people who donate, well, not just people, but our government, donating money to NGOs, non-governmental organizations, some of which at our southern border are claimed to be Christian, are transporting illegal immigrants up through the Panama Canal, up to our border, giving the pamphlet of what they need to say when they do reach a Border Patrol agent to get passed through. I mean, it's just millions of dollars coming from the feds to these organizations, and they're making bank. And they're transporting illegal immigrants across. And I'm sure the same is true with Gaza and Hamas. And, you know, I mean, like you said, the school that the kids are being taught in.
UNRWA.
Supposed to be a UN school. So,
But their textbooks, if you look at their textbooks, the United Nations Relief Works Agency, UNRWA's textbooks, teach children to slit the throats of Jewish children. I mean, they're teaching children's hands to war.
Yes.
And you know, talking about, since we're on the subject of terrorism, and Craig, you know, you mentioned the southern border. Why would anybody vote for Harris, Kamala Harris, when under the Biden-Harris administration, again, they violated federal law? What federal law did they violate in relationship to the southern border? Title 8, Section 1132. Title 8, Section 1132. It's on my United States senatorial website. I'm no longer running. I lost the primary. But, you know, I've kept the website up for research purposes for people that want to look at some of the things I wrote.
Yes.
But Title 8, Section 1182 says it is illegal for anyone to cross into the United States without approval by the United States government. And there can't be approval by the United States government until they're properly vetted to ascertain if they have any ties to terrorists. So the number of terrorists coming into the United States or being flown into the United States by so-called Christian NGOs and the federal government who uses these NGOs to do this. Who knows how many people are sitting now in California and are working tonight on engineering a terrorist attack, or working in your state to engineer a terrorist attack? We don't know. And again, Biden and Harris shouldn't be running for president. She should have been impeached for a violation of federal law. Title 8, Section 1132. It also says in Title 8, Section 1182, by the way, it's not being a biblical voter to vote for somebody that keeps breaking the law every day they're in office.
Exactly.
Title 8, Section 1182 says that nobody can come into the country if they're going to be a ward of the state. All of those people coming into the country are a ward of the state, of whatever state they were flown into, or bust into, or walked into. I mean, they're getting welfare, they're getting cash, they're getting cell phones, they're getting a free education, they're getting free medical care, they're getting free dental care. I just spent $1,500 on a root canal. Nobody paid my bill, certainly not the federal government or the sanctuary state of California. I had to pay for it myself. So, you know, it's so unfair what's happening to the taxpayer in light of the fact that Kamala Harris, as vice president, now running for president, is allowing billions of dollars throughout the nation to be spent on freebies for people illegally entering the United States. And there's nothing racist about it. I'm sure everybody on this panel supports the idea of legal immigration.
Absolutely.
My family from Estonia and Latvia and Germany at the turn of the last century came over on the boats, but they came legally, right?
That's right.
I mean, nothing wrong with legal immigration, but you know, we're talking about breaking our laws. So, you know, this is incredibly abusive. And it's an abrogation of trust of the American people. I just don't know how anybody could even vote for a Democrat, particularly in light of every single Democrat that I know of. I believe it's every single Democrat in the House and the Senate, or I guess it was the House. It didn't even reach the Senate, voted against the legislation proposed by the Republicans making, you know, penalties for illegals that voted in this upcoming election. I mean, it's already a federal crime. I don't even understand why we had to pass more stringent legislation. But, you know, they thought with all these illegals here, it was important to make sure that everybody understood there would be prosecutions. Anyway,
I heard it said once that it's an ignorant, obstinate electorate that at this point, as we're looking at it, has no conscience.
I thought
three things line up. Now, most of us would, you know, it just wells up inside me to hear you share that. I know we all do that. And it's just, but nobody's listening to us. They'll argue, but then the minute you bring a good point, that the talk is over, it's attack. And they want to see the end of Western civilization, let alone, and the key plug to the whole tank is the United States of America. And it's just, they don't know the Constitution. They can't pass a sixth grade Constitution test, five questions on the Constitution. So, and then they weaponize the DOC. So it's really, we've got to see this election in 2024.
Even countries like Italy and Hungary today have had to close their borders because of the increase in crime. You know, again, it's not just an economic threat. It's just not the threat to hurt us economically and take jobs away from the working poor. I mean, you know, when you think about middle class and you know, the economically disadvantaged in America and California, when somebody can pay an illegal under the table, below minimum wage rate, or rate less than the competitive rate for a laborer to lay tile or concrete or, you know, work on a building, a construction site. I mean, it takes jobs. You know, we, all of us listening to this podcast need to remember we have a responsibility to tell Democrats and independents.
That's right.
They need to vote for Republican if they care about helping the working poor of America save their job. Because if we don't deport the over 10 million illegals that have come into the United States, they'll continue to take jobs away from American citizens. Yes. And we have an obligation, yes, to care for our own first and foremost. And again, that's why Hungary and Italy and other countries, even in Europe,
yeah, Hungary
is one of the reasons.
They walled in their whole nation. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was, what you were saying there was reminded. It's walled in and fenced in, three deep in wires. So it does have a wall around their nation. And mm-hmm. You know what? It works. And that's why he calls for Trump. Their president saying, you need Trump back. This wouldn't happen, yes, without him. The Republican Party needs to be back. We need to take just a quick break here in looking at this. And Denise, maybe catch your thought that we're going to do. And there's going to be a part two, folks. We'll tell you. Steph, could you run through? I know that TJ is ready for you, and just give a word for us. Just good night.
Yeah, if you guys can take a little time and go to Raising Expectations, or sorry, bbsradio.com/Raising Expectations. I was thinking about what I wanted to say, and you know, the heart of this show is to raise your expectations, is to inform you, it's to guide you back to the Lord. And just like Denise is doing tonight, she's giving us such a plethora of information, right? And mm-hmm. Our goal is to just inform you and glorify the Lord with this show. And so we hope that we're doing that for you. If we are, share that with a friend, listen to the show. You can scroll all through here, find past shows. You can find about each of the co-hosts, how to connect with us. There's a way, I'm going to mess up TJ. There's a way at the top that you can donate if you want. It does take money to do production, so we appreciate anything that you can offer. And there are actually also a lot of other wonderful shows that BBS Radio has, and you can also click on their links to learn about that. So we just thank you for taking the time to be with us and to be loyal and engaged, and we really appreciate that.
Very much. Thank you, friends, for being with us tonight. So thank you, Steph, for sharing a word with us. And looking at this, we've got about a minute and a half or two. Can you give us a word, say 60, 90 seconds, and give us a word? We're bringing you back. And we're so thankful you're coming back for part two on this.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Joe. I would be honored to speak to any audience. It could be a church group. It could be a synagogue group. It could be your organization. I would love to speak about numerous issues that I've spoken about tonight and then some. Joe, you put up a flyer at the beginning when you were introducing me. Yes. And that flyer talks about some of the subjects that I want to talk about because we want to achieve victory for our party because we believe that our party best represents the Judeo-Christian values, yes, on which this country was founded. You know, Alexis de Tocqueville wrote a book called Democracy in America hundreds of years ago. And when he visited America after it was newly founded, Alexis de Tocqueville, a Frenchman, statesman, wrote in his book, Democracy in America, he wrote the words that America was exceptional because of our spiritual foundation, our Judeo-Christian foundation. That's what made us so very special. And on that Judeo-Christian foundation, we've tried to be a light to the nations. We've been a blessing to the nations. And we want to continue to do that, but we have to have the right kind of leadership because America must be strong economically, militarily, and politically in order to be in a position to bless the nations. And this is critical at this point in history. And so I'd be more than happy to discuss that with anyone. Thank you.
All right. And any questions further on that, you can go to our website. And I've got information for you, too, about this. And we're looking forward to about 3 weeks from now. We'll get the word out where she'll be back with us to share. In the meantime, we've kind of run our time down. And God bless you and God keep you. Be praying, be thinking, be sharing, be caring. And remember, yes, God put you where you are to put the good word out about who his son Jesus Christ is and the greatest nation in the world, the greatest experiment in 250 years of democracy is the United States. We're a republic, a democracy, and we stand for what God would have us to say. Thank you so much, Sunise. God bless you and keep you until we see you soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, team. Yep, thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.
God bless and keep you. Thanks for being here tonight.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.